Good morning to all of you. We thank you for tuning in to Grace Bible Church this morning on this Easter Sunday. What a glorious day that is. We saw in the Scriptures, Good Friday was the day in which our Lord was crucified. Then there is Silent Saturday, in which there is nothing of any kind of record that's given on that day. And then we come to Sunday, which is the celebration of our Lord's resurrection from the tomb. And in our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Colossians chapter 3. And I'm going to read the first four verses of Scripture with you as we consider the theme of the resurrection today. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. I love these four verses of Scripture because they tell us something about the resurrection that you and I need to know. First of all, the resurrection is not simply a day that's remembered on the calendar. It's been amazing to me to read some of the social media outburst by people that were so upset because we can't meet together in a regular worship service today. And some of these same people are people that you can't find or get them to church during the rest of the year, but they're rabid about Easter Sunday or Christmas Day. That's too bad. Because you see, Easter is not just the remembrance of a day. It is an event that has an impact in your life and in my life. Notice that verse 1 of chapter 3, it says, if ye then be risen with Christ. There's no doubt expressed in this if, rather it's since ye have been risen with Christ. You see, as a born-again child of God, I'm identified not only with Christ's crucifixion, which we find about in Galatians chapter 2, but we also are identified with His resurrection. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Our hearts and our lives are to focus upon our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Oh, how many times we're captured by the earth's thoughts. Our culture, society has such a powerful grip on our hearts and minds, and yet that should not be the case because of the resurrection. But I want to draw your attention to verses 3 and 4 because there's a theme here that's repeated that needs to be repeated throughout the church, throughout the world today. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. That may seem like an oxymoron. We're dead, and yet we're alive in Christ. Yes, we're dead indeed unto sin. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 6 that we're to reckon ourselves to be dead indeed unto sin and alive unto God. The Bible tells us that we're to mortify our members. In other words, we're to count ourselves to be dead to sin, but alive unto Jesus Christ. But then notice in verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. Do you see the connection of the resurrection and the coming of Jesus Christ? We which are alive, what do we look for? We're looking for the time in which our Savior appears in the clouds, and the trump shall sound, and we which are alive and remain will be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. We'll be preceded by those who are dead in Christ, and we're going to forever be with the Lord. And the way that that is possible is through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so on this special day, as we've gathered together in our houses to sing praises together, to look at God's Word together, let the focus of your heart today be upon the resurrection of Jesus Christ and all that He means to us as born-again children of God.